News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, we were talking about it earlier. From today, security guards will be deployed as part of a new 20-week pilot programme aimed at enhancing security across the Dublin bus network. Fianna Fáil Senator Mary Fitzpatrick, a good idea?
Yeah, good morning, Shane. Good morning. It is a good idea, and I think it's very welcome. And I want to thank Dublin Bus for taking the initiative to introduce it, albeit as a pilot for the next 20 weeks. But Shane, you probably remember that this is something that myself and my Fianna Fáil colleagues in Dublin had campaigned on. And in fact, we had tried to get it into the programme for government in the form of a Gardaí unit to be deployed on public transportation. And we weren't successful in that element of the programme for government negotiations, but we've continued to pursue it. And about 2 years ago, we released the results of a public sentiment survey that we had undertaken on this issue of public safety and the public's experience of safety on public transportation. And at the time, 93% of those who responded to our survey, and there was more than 1,300 respondents, had witnessed some form of antisocial behaviour on public transportation. And that was a really, you know, depressing statistic for us to receive. And it confirmed, I suppose, what we were hearing in our clinics and when canvassing and talking to people who use public transportation, but also, I guess, people who work on public transportation. And they're providing a really essential service. We'd met with their representatives, NBRU and CIPTU, and both unions are supporting this pilot as well. And so I think it's a really great initiative. I don't know if it's, you know, I don't think any of us should think it's a panacea, but at least it gives us an opportunity to measure what the potential impact is of having a security presence on public transportation.
What powers will they have, Mary, do you think?
Well, my understanding is they're all, you know, professionally trained, they're all licensed. I think that they will take a gentle approach. I don't believe, you know, that their approach is to try and enhance the experience of being on public transportation. So have a presence, but not a forceful presence. Intervene when the situation requires some form of intervention. I think that if and when situations would get beyond a point that is it within their competence or their remit, the Gardaí obviously would be engaged. But we used to have, you know, the bus conductors.
Yeah, I suppose that made a difference. I was trying to think back.
It did.
It used to, like, I suppose having two people there as opposed to one made a difference, didn't it?
Yeah. And I suppose when the conductors were on the bus, you know, they'd be walking up and down, upstairs, downstairs. They'd have a sense of who's on the bus, how are they behaving, you know, and that made a huge difference. Bus drivers now are on their own in what is a secure cubicle in that. But I suppose their only option, if there is an issue now on the bus, is to call for a Garda intervention. So hopefully the presence of the security personnel will lead to just a safer environment for the transport passengers, but also for those working on the buses.
Has it got worse in recent years, do you think, the problem on buses?
Our sense is that it has. I heard Billy Hahn, the CEO of Dublin Bus, talking about it, and he quoted a statistic which was quite depressing there this morning, saying that they'd seen a doubling of antisocial behaviour on buses in the last 5 years. And that's based on, I guess, you know, their statistics and their monitoring of the operation of their fleet of over 1,000 buses. So, yeah, their empirical information certainly says, yes, it has got worse. And so I really welcome them taking this initiative. I think the public should give them their feedback. I know, speaking to Dublin Bus, they're looking to get feedback from the public on the pilot. And I guess that feedback will help inform any decisions around whether this becomes a permanent fixture on our public transportation.
Mary Fitzpatrick, Fianna Fáil Senator, spokesperson on Housing, Local Government and Heritage. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.